joined in the media center by our funny car winner here at the NHRA Sonoma Nationals. Robert Height was the number one qualifier, picked up his fifth win of the 2019 season. The most recent win was Topeka. And Robert, with a Byron first round, got through Blake Alexander, Tommy Johnson Jr., and Matt Hagen in the final round, taking the victory in a John Force Racing versus Don Schumacher Racing final. Robert, you have stated that this is your home track, that you love to win here. You've gone back-to-back, and most significantly, your 50th career funny car win happening right here.
Unbelievable. The first national event I ever attended was right here. Whenever this place opened, and I've been to every single race as a fan, a crew member, and now a driver. So never honestly dreamed I could get to drive a funny car. When I first saw these cars run, I'd gone to Sacramento and saw, it was called the Governor's Cup. It was a race they have there, and believe it or not, it was John Force and Jim Dunn in the Fireman's Quickie. It was the name of his car, and I saw these cars run, and I'm like, my God, these are superheroes. It's like no one could drive a car that accelerates and goes that fast, because it just blew me away. A small town, never around this kind of stuff, and when I first saw this, it was like, this isn't humanly possible. And now I get to drive one, and I still, have to pinch myself, because I never thought I would ever get this opportunity. And really, it all goes back to the auto club, okay? Been driving for 15 years, and they gave me an opportunity. John went to them, and, they took John's word that I could do this, because I was a nobody. I would never driven anything. I've worked on the cars. And, my fourth race out, I got a win in Houston, and now it's hard to believe that I'm at 50 and, third all time.
You're leading the point standings. You have an excellent crew chief tandem of Jimmy Prock and Chris Cunningham. This has really been a season of dominance when you guys have not succeeded. Many speculate that they're learning things and testing things and otherwise. But right now, though, this is go time on the season. The Western Swing, where everybody shows what they got for a championship run and a chance at Indy. You just showed us that you guys are for real.
There's no doubt about it. We went into Denver and we did test some stuff last week on the Western Swing, beginning of it, and it didn't go as well as we wanted on Friday, so we went back to basics on Saturday. Number one qualifier there, and went to the semis. Come here, and I know there's a lot of critics that say, well, Jimmy Prock and this team can only run, when it's great conditions and you can throw down and run big numbers. But I think today we proved that, on a 130 degree track for three rounds, that we could slug it out with anybody.
We'll open it up to questions from members of the media. Just please state your name and affiliation. Questions for Robert Height. Yes, sir.
Tom Fitzgerald, San Francisco Chronicle. Robert, how many years do you think it would take you to match your father-in-law's 149 wins?
Well, unfortunately, I hate to succumb and say that you can't, something's not attainable, because that's admitting defeat. Okay, but you got to be realistic. Nobody will ever match John Force's win record, especially in the funny car class. Okay, it's not going to happen. John dominated in an era that he was so much better than everybody else, and that isn't the case anymore. I mean, look at this. Matt Hagen today, second and third round, had the best car out there. We had to work to step ours up in the final, because we didn't want to go out there and get outran. Okay, we're gonna push, and if we smoke the tires well, we gave it our best. But we went out there and really pushed in the final and got the win. You have to do that. Jimmy Prock does not race to get outran, and he doesn't play small ball.
Next question for Robert Height.
When you got out of the car on live TV, you looked at her and she says, "I'm speechless." This 50th win really was very important for you, wasn't it?
It was. This is it's a milestone. I mean, if you look at the guys that have raced funny car, okay, there's a lot of big names. Kenny Bernstein, Don Prudhomme, the guys that when I was a kid I watched on TV, and they don't have 50 wins in a funny car. That's amazing. Hard to believe.
So perfect trifecta. You've been coming to this track for 50 years. First as a fan, crew member, now a driver. The track is 50 years old, and this is your 50th win.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I haven't been coming here since 50, or 50 wins, or 50 years. They've only been having national events here, they said, since 88. And that would have been my first year out of high school. So I remember, you know, coming down here and spending 3 days and getting out here at, you know, whenever they opened the gates and not leaving till, you know, oh dark 30. Because, you know, I just wanted to see everything. I wanted to take it all in. Watch the teams work on the cars. Watch every bit of racing. I love alcohol cars and sportsman cars. And this is where it all started for me.
What would it have been like to race John in that final round?
Oh, man. yeah, he's only 100 wins ahead of me. So, you know, I guess if I'd have won, I would have one-upped him. But it would have been tough, you know. They've got a good car. I mean, that 91 they ran yesterday in Q4, honestly, I thought going into race day they had the car to beat.
Did you happen to find out what happened to his car?
Yeah, I think I'm speculating, but I was kind of, you know, got bits and pieces of it. They've had some issues, you know, at Norwalk and Bristol, and I just don't think they're setting the neutral right. Okay, and it doesn't have quite enough neutral, and then if the clutch guy misses it a little bit because you're rushed, we were rushed. My team, it was 41 minutes from run to run, you know, going into the semis. And it's live TV, you know, we got to hit that mark, and it doesn't take much to, you know, overlook something or miss something, but I feel that he just didn't have enough neutral, you know, to get into neutral. It's sad.
Any additional questions for Robert Hyde? Yes, sir.
Bill Sessa for the Napa Register. What gave John the confidence when he said, this guy can drive, when you hadn't driven anything yet?
Well, I was really a good student. You know, when I was a crew member, I always asked a lot of questions and really paid attention. And, you know, like, okay, my daughter, she's been racing junior dragster since she was 8 years old. She's way ahead of her dad, okay, at this point. And you know, it's runs down the track. That all is, it's important. Well, I never had that opportunity, but I think the angle that I took was understanding how the car works. And you know, I used to shoot, so I showed John right away that I could cut a light and, you know, good reaction times. And you know, I would pay attention and learn and listen. And whenever I got the opportunity to jump in, it all went my way. And I look back on it and sometimes I think, how did this work out? Because for the, you know, the first 100 runs, I think you're just holding on, okay, especially when you don't have any previous experience. And Ed the Ace McCullough told me once, he said, you got to make 100 runs as quick as you can make them, and you'll witness and try it, have different things happen to you, and you need that in your memory bank. And that's what we did. There were days where I would jump in 3 different funny cars on Monday and make runs, okay? And you get a lot of experience doing that.
Any additional questions? Robert, thank you very much. Congratulations on the milestone of 50 event wins in the National Hot Rod Association. I know there are many more in your future. You are the points leader, championship hopes potentially coming up. Good luck for the remainder of the season.
Thank you, guys. In the semifinals, you know, believe it or not, even though we have a big points lead, we're still counting points, okay? Tommy Johnson was number 2, and by beating him, that wasn't just a 20 points. That was 40-point swing. If we'd have lost, we'd have lost 20. But we beat him, and we gained 20. So that was 40 points right there. And, you know, we really want to go into this countdown number 1. That's our goal. And we have 3 races left.
Robert,
have you spent more time up in this room than in the car this weekend?
It's been good, yeah. Coming up here Friday night and Saturday night, it's good. But I can tell you, Sunday afternoon, that's the best time to come up here.
Getting a media workout. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.